Well, he got his daddy's car and he cruises through the hamburger stand now.
Seems he forgot all about the library like he told his old man now.
And with his radio blasting, he goes cruising just as fast as he can now. And he'll have fun, fun, fun till his daddy takes his T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till his daddy takes his T-Bird away.
Well, the boys all like him because he's captain of the volleyball team now.
It's really a scream. And the girls all like him because he's quiet and he's cute as a dream.
And everyone knows he wears fabulous clothes. And though he's still a teacher's pet, he's been acting like that rebel James Dean.
Oh, James Dean, that queen.
And he'll have fun, fun, fun till his daddy takes his T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till his daddy takes his T-Bird.
Well, the guys start to wonder where he's driving every night till it's late now.
Because he's out at the mall. And the girls start to wonder why he never asks them out on a date.
Now, with those drama club queens and all the show tunes that he's singing in the shower of his folks in the state. Now
the hills are alive. He just wants fun, so he's driving in that T-Bird. Fun, he's so frightened of the G-word. Fun, fun, fun till his daddy takes his T-Bird away.
And all at once he had a notion while at the beach one day. He was watching all the surfers and all the boys at play.
It hit him like a bolt of thunder. He knew he'd found his way.
He no longer had to wonder.
He no longer wondered because he was
certain he was gay.
Certain he was gay.
So he packed up Daddy's T-Bird and started heading west.
He's waxing up his tours for where the waves are best.
All day, all night, he'll be gone for the summer. He's coming out to stay.
He told his parents he was
they no longer wonder cause he was
certain that he's gay.
Oh my God, he's gay.
He told his parents he was gay.
He's gay, he's gay.
He's gay. Don't bury what can they say.
He's happy that way. He's gay, he's oh so very gay.
He's gay, he says it isn't a phase.
He wants fun, for he's absolutely certain. Fun, so he's always out there flirting. Fun, 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 now that everyone is certain that he's gay.
Yes, they are now all certain that he's gay. Well, at least they are in that cover version of the Beach Boys song. That was the Flirtations from their 1996 album called Three. And by that year, the personnel of the group had changed, and original members John Arterton and Jimmy Rutland were joined by Suede for what would be the last Flirtations album. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to a very different edition of Out Radio. I'm calling it my 5-10-15 show. It's my way of honoring what I consider the best music of 5, 10, and 15 years ago. Here's why I'm doing this. I love doing Best of the Year shows, but I didn't start doing them until 2007. So a lot of terrific music did not get recognized, at least by me, in my own very subjective way. So this segment will honor the music by GLBT artists from 1996. And parts 2 and 3 will do the same for 2001 and 2006. One thing that made it easier for me to choose who to feature was that I keep track of my collection on an Excel spreadsheet. So I pulled out the data for those 3 years and then started weeding down. And it wasn't easy. But I hope you'll enjoy remembering or hearing for the first time my picks for the best of these years. Okay, enough explanation, as I want to fit in as many songs as I can. And I'm going to stick with the kind of group harmony sound for the next two tracks, starting with a Colorado group that had two terrific albums. They called themselves Rhythm Method, and this one was from their second CD named Rhythm Method Live. They did a cover of the El Dorado's doo-wop classic from 1955, I'll Be Forever Loving You.
Doom, 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 shibba,
I'll be forever loving you.
Does your heart beat like mine? Does it beat so fast as if it had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so clear when you smile. Sets my heart all aglow in your need. I feel so gay. Yeah, so is it no? Should I stand beside you here or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so clear when you smile. Sets my heart all aglow in your need. I feel so gay. Yes, or is it no? Should I stand beside you or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you.
If you get down at Christmas, will you please pay me a call? I don't go out too much since Charlie's gone. I'm scared I might take a fall. The ladies from the churches bring me cakes and gingermen, and the carolers sing Silent Night, though they don't ever come in. But I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around. I still look for you like snow in December's long ago. So why don't you look me up if you get down? Stop by Summit Avenue. I haven't seen you in so many years. Don't know what's happened to you. This house gets cold and lonely since the boys are both in school. And it's hard for me to be alone, though Nick just says I'm a fool. But I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around. I still look for you like snow in December's long ago. So why don't you look me up if you get down? Christmas, I'll be with my family. And since I don't know when I'll come again, you're someone I'd like to see. It was so unexpected when you called me from LA. I've been out of touch with everyone. I didn't know what to say. But I think of you at this time of year, and I wonder if you will be around. I still look for you like snow in December. December's long ago.
So why don't you look me up if you get down? Why don't you look me up if you get down?
Too early for Christmas? Well, I just had to choose the CD that track came from. The group Sons and Lovers sang If You Get Down at Christmas, and it comes from the only Various Artists album I chose for this show. But it's a treasure throughout, and I could have just as easily picked almost any song from it to share with you. It's an album I much admire called Richard Folt's A Songwriter's Christmas. And Richard writes Christmas songs every year, and he collected 13 of them and got his New York City artist friends to record them, yielding a gorgeous collection. Another New York City artist I like is David Brown, and from his debut album, Splendid Wings, is the song Every Kiss is a Revolution. And again, every song in this segment is from 1996.
Stones can break my bones, and I don't feel like feeling all that kind of pain today. Hey, come on, kiss me anyway. Every kiss is a revolution. Every day I walk thin ice, knowing what's been given freely, knowing I might pay a price. And every kiss is a revolution. Every day I walk a line, knowing sacrificed. I would like to maybe marry, maybe Tom or Dick or Harry, but it might cause a family scandal. It might never settle well with the GOP. Mary, spare me, I'm gonna marry. Every kiss is a revolution.
Every kiss a revolution.
Every kiss is a revolution.
Every kiss is a revolution.
Every kiss a revolution.
Every kiss is a revolution.
Every kiss a revolution.
Every kiss is a revolution.
Every kiss I risk my life. Every time I kiss my lover, I'm the open out in the light. And every kiss is a revolution. Every day I cross a line.
Scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love, and I won't
be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful
some long distance calls. I've got friends praying all over the place, but the crucial call is now, and I'm asking you for a little more grace, and I won't be scared for long. Not when I think about this powerful love, that nothing can strike down. This powerful, powerful love. Tonight may be the night that death tries to steal my heart from me. If he comes, I'm gonna keep him at bay with every atom of love inside of me, and I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, that nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. I make this long distance call,
long distance
out to
call,
the stars, into the core of me, into the hands of God we fall. Hands of mercy, hands of peace. I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love, that nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. And I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, that nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. And I won't be scared for long. No, not when I think about this powerful love. Oh, that nothing can strike down this powerful, powerful love. I said powerful, powerful love. Oh, powerful, powerful love. Oh, powerful love, powerful, powerful love, powerful.
After David Brown was David Sarita, a Canadian artist I've been following for many years, back to his first album from 1981. The song Powerful Love came from his album called The Blue Guide. Coming up, a couple humorous songs, and the first is not even by a gay group, but the subject matter sure is gay. It's by the folk group called The Foreman, and the only place you can find it is on a various artists' benefit CD for the Human Rights Campaign. The Foreman will tell you, I think I'll be a homo.
Well, opponents of gay rights, and there are many here tonight, often speak of homosexuality as a lifestyle choice. You've heard that, you know, like it's something you might do on the weekend. And I think that's an apt description, actually, because just the other morning I was saying to myself, I think I'll be a homosexual. I think I'll change my basic outlook on life. I'll simply switch the stance I used to take as an excuse to take a little vacation from the wife. Don't take a Harvard intellectual to know that being gay means to rejoice. I think I'll kiss a beatnik poet and ruin marriage as we know it. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle choice. I think I'll be a homosexual. I'll do it just to piss Pat Robertson off. Become a member of the 1 in 10 and maybe unintentionally get a decent quaff. So call me fey and ineffectual and pass a law to take away my voice. cut the funding for research, burn my effigy in church, because I made a frivolous lifestyle choice. I'll raise my kids the way I raise my kids, I'll even serve my country well. So some gerrymandering philanderer can tell me that I'm going straight to hell. I think I'll be a homosexual. I've never had a mortal sin to confess. I'll learn to take a punch and when in Rome, do like the men in Rome, and wear a collar and a dress. You may object, and I expect you will. Some things are not so easy to reverse. I'll be from Boulder or from Boise, from New England or New Jersey. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle choice. And while I'm at it, I'll be a woman and superhuman and Harry Truman. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle. Find a rhyme for lifestyle. Make a frivolous lifestyle choice.
You hung around and slept with me every night. When I said I wouldn't commit to you, you said some things that weren't very nice. You said my boyfriend's back and I'm gonna be a bisexual.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
He's coming back, better take home all your dildos.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You say you've been hurt, well that's just a tale.
Cover of the Angels song, My Boyfriend's Back, with a bisexual twist. Now where else could you find that? That's just one of the clever parodies from Monica Grant's album, appropriately called Parodisiac. Next up is Michael Holland, and from his second album, called Thank You for the Afghan, is a song called Surrender Dorothy.
I want to welcome you, my dear. One little warning, should you call this home, you are not alone. And nobody keeps a secret here. We're all on the way, you're not some silly girl in a whirlwind of hopes and doubts and easy outs. But knowing you, that isn't too surprising. It's time to grow up and face the fact. Kansas is history, and here you are on a bright new start. So honey, there is no turning back. You know how the little people talk and laugh
you can't have it both ways, cause surely we know more than you let on. So much for compromising. There are no rainbows left to ride, no safety on the other side. The more you try to hide, the more we see. So you can click your shiny shoes, but we've all is the place where all your sadness ends, cause we are your friends. Happy to say you're one of us, oh, it doesn't matter in the end, because if it does, why does no one care back over there? It's tough, but we all have to realize that there are no rainbows left to ride, for safety on the other side. The more you try to hide, the more they see. So you can
break things up musically with some punk, and I just love this next song. It's by an Australian band called the Mavises, and from their album Venus Returning, their singer Matt Dahl asks the timeless question, do you have a brother?
Someone I've been up in a bar. The kind of attitude won't get you very far. His shirt was open and I saw his chest. A salt and pepper soft and furry mass of God. You know how that turns me on. And then he took my hand and ran it over the outline in his pants. He had the tick of death. He had the tick of death. And so I closed my eyes and tried to fantasize about his tick of. Cabin went away to my place where we dropped our clothes so fast you'd think we were racing, yeah. I couldn't wait to see it for myself. And there it was staring up at me. Long and perfect, boy, was I ever lucky, yeah. He kissed me and we fell down on the bed. And then he took my hand and let me guide him. He had the tick of death. He had the tick of death. I looked into his eyes and let him sodomize me with his tick of death. I've never seen one like this thing before. When he's soft, he's nearly hung down to the floor. Love his. Don't know if I love him, but I love his tick of death. I love his tick of death. I love his tick of death. Yeah.
Mm. Another song I could not play on broadcast radio, brought to you by probably my favorite pop punk act, Pansy Division. Dick of Death is from their album Wish I'd Taken Pictures. And changing the pace again, this time with a bit of country, are two more tracks. All of Lisa Cook's albums are delightful, but in 1996, she released one called You Make My Pants Pound and other show tunes. From it is Night at the Timberline.
It's a Friday night, about a half past ten. Shaking off my day and starting on my weekend. Cold winter night, hop in the car. Taking me away to my favorite two-step bar. Holiday night, holiday night, flashing red and green. Christmas is a coming and everybody's letting off steam. I got my boots and my best blue jeans. Looking for a prince or maybe looking for a queen. Big old queen.
I'm a real man.
I'm a real woman. We're dancing to the beat of our own drum. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Have a little fun. Kick up your heels and two-step with someone. It's a boy meeting boy kind of girl, touching girl sort of night at the Timberline. Have this dance.
Can I have this dance?
That would be divine.
You talking to me?
Better flip a coin to see who's gonna lead this time.
Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not gay, and neither's my wife.
driving from the suburbs, you're gonna have a gay old time and dance with a drag queen.
Okay, but I leave.
Line dance.
Take Me Back is from the late Sid Spencer's album, Loving Strangers. He died of AIDS in 1996, and what a loss that was, as his voice was pure country, and I think he was just hitting his stride and would have gone on to release many more albums with many lyrically gay country songs. I'm grateful that I got to meet him when he performed at a Houston bar called the Brazos River Bottom. I'm a huge fan of Sonya, both as a solo artist and with the act Disappear Fear. Before she recorded solo, Disappear Fear released the wonderful album Seed in the Sahara, which contained the song Laws of Nature.
it in the computer. I read you said I was a sinner. I wear my sin like my most beautiful sweater.
And that was another act I've loved for a long time, Wishing Chair. The song Sometimes is from their album, Singing with the Red Wolves. I've not played any jazz or cabaret yet, and these two albums definitely are in my list of favorites from 1996. First is a jazz instrumental from one of our most prolific and honored artists, Fred Hirsch. The album is called Passion Flower, the music of Billy Strayhorn. So I get to at the same time honor another gay composer, and I picked one of his most famous songs, Lush Life.
Got a roof over my head. I've got a warm place to sleep. Some nights I lie awake counting gifts instead of counting sheep. I've got a heart that can hold love. I've got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed.
when I remember how I'm blessed. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. In a city of strangers, I've got a family of friends. No matter what rocks and brambles fill the way, I know that they will stay until the end. I feel a hand holding my hand. It's not a hand you can see, but on the road to the promised land, this hand will shepherd me through delight and despair, holding tight and always there. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. It's not that I don't want a lot, a hope for more, a dream for more, but giving thanks for what I've got makes me so much happier than keeping score in a world that can bring pain. I will still take each chance, for I believe that whatever the terrain, our feet can learn to dance. Whatever stone life may sling, we can moan or we can sing.
That beautiful song called Grateful was written by John Bacchino, and he played piano and produced a gorgeous album by Brian Lane Green. I remember in those days, before I was doing radio, I wrote a number of album reviews, and I just gushed over that album, simply called Brian Lane Green. This is J.D. Doyle, and those 16 songs, plus the closing one, are my very subjective choices for the best of 1996. Please check out parts 2 and 3 for my picks from 2001 and 2006. To close this hour, there's no other song I could have picked. It's by one of my musical heroes, Michael Callen. Michael died in late 1993, and the album, produced posthumously by his partner Richard Dworkin, was called Legacy, and it's a masterpiece, a double CD of simply wonderful songs, including this anthem, Love Worth Fighting For.
I believe that we can change the world, and I believe the change begins with you. Thank you. while the madness grows. There's so much pain and hate, it's all just fear, I suppose. I won't hide anymore. This time I can't ignore a love so right it shows. You know it deep inside, and now you must decide to speak what your heart knows. Isn't this love? Isn't this love? Isn't this love worth fighting for? Isn't this love? I know it's love for sure. This is a love worth fighting for. Crazy world. We shouldn't have to hide. All love's good and should be welcomed, so I refuse to lie anymore. Who are they to say? Who says it's not okay? Their rules just don't apply. Who are they anyway? There's more than just one way, so look me in the eye and tell me, isn't this love? Isn't this love? Isn't this love worth fighting for? Isn't this love? You know it's love for sure. This is a love worth fighting for. This fear. Trust in how you feel. No, no, I don't wanna fight, but it must be said out loud. This love. Isn't this love worth fighting for? Isn't this love? We know that love's the cure. These are our lives we're fighting for. It's our right to love. I believe that we can change the world.